Hey guys, it's me, Nadia, again, your host. And today I'm going to be talking about my first day in nursing school class. I am so excited. Let's do this, guys. So, I started nursing school class at the beginning of the week. So coincidental. So it was a Monday, and I wasn't sure about what I was supposed to wear to class, because on my schedule it said we had like clinical uniforms to put on with like name badges on, and I didn't have the complete set of my clinical uniform, so I just wore a neutral scrub, like nothing too pinkish, like too girlish, but a very neutral color. I think I wore a gray scrub. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's a gray scrub. So, when I got into class, we had like this really huge handout, like notes. I had printed just half of them, and the other half, I didn't even know how to get them online. So, I got to class. We did like introductions, what cities we're from, and why we chose to do nursing school, why we chose to come into nursing school. Everybody gave their reasons. I gave mine, and then we started a class. Boy, that class, I was totally lost. It is nothing compared to doing your generals. So I thought we were going to do like pharmacology first, and then maybe moving to pediatry, and maybe med and surg. We did everything at once. It's like you reading 10 chapters in a 2-hour class. I was confused. I didn't even know what was going on. I didn't even know what my teacher was saying. I'm like, oh my god, this is so stressful. So during the class, I was like the really bad person, always putting my hands up and asking questions like, I don't understand what you're talking about here. She was like, did you do like your CNA class? Where do you work at? Do you do like medications? I'm like, where I work at, I don't do meds right now, but I just focus on client care. She was like, oh, maybe I should pair you up with someone who's really good at doing medications at their jobs. So I felt bad because at the class, they assumed everyone knew so much about medications. Like we did a private pharmacology class, whereas I didn't take a prerequisite for pharmacology. I just know like a few stuff because of my job and my little trainings I got. But just because my teacher assumed everyone knew it, it kind of made it hard for me to understand the class, because most of the first part of my first class, we talked about pharmacology, and we focused on medications and the medication names, not even on calculation of medications, because I'm kind of good at math. So I was really frustrated, guys. It's something no one would like to get into. Like, it's like moving into a little, like a place, a city for the first time, or going into New York and you're not used to the fact that New Yorkers are a little rude. So that was how I felt in class. So right after the class, I was so ready to go home and just take a chill pill, like just rest and then soak everything up from the class. And then I sat for a while and then I started getting text messages like, hey, have you done the assignments? We have like 4 assignments. I need your help with something. I'm like, oh, why are you guys asking my help? Aren't we just from attending the class and we are all learning. It's not like I'm the teacher. So I was kind of surprised we had like 4 assignments. I didn't even know what the assignments were or where to start going to get information to do my assignments. I was lost. So I started looking at my handouts, and
I called my academic advisor and I was like, I don't understand shit in this class. I don't even understand. She was like, calm down. We can start like at the top. Just look at your class schedule. Look at the segment for submission of assignments. And then under it, I'm going to select topics I need to read on. I had like 5 topics to read on just to do one assignment. I was like, oh God, I'm not ready for this. I was so stressed. I didn't even know how to go about start reading it. And luckily, I took like some prerequisite courses. So I used like knowledge from my prerequisites to handle some of the chapters. And worst of all, the textbooks I ordered from the library, from the bookstore, were out. Like, they were out of textbooks. I had to get my textbooks, like, meet next week. And I had, like, a ton of assignments. So, I had to cancel my order and go to check.com to order my books. If not, I'm just gonna have an F on my assignments. And having an F at the beginning of the semester is just what you don't want to get. You don't want to start on that note in nursing school. So I had to go order my books in check.com and pay for extra for fast, like express shipping. Guys, it was stressful. I felt really tense and stressed. And God so kind, I was able to do my assignments that night and submit it before midnight. So going through my day, like just sitting down at the end of the day, because I know I got to bed like 10 and I had classes like 4 times a week, including clinicals and lab practicals and simulations. So on day 2, I did a little bit of readings before going to class. I thought I was so proud, like, oh, I studied. This is still gonna be nice and way better than day one. And when I got to class, to my surprise, my teacher didn't handle the topic I read about that day, the day before. She went, like, she skipped 2 topics, like, 2 major topics, and then she went to the last one. I didn't do that reading yet because I know it was, like, the last topic we could do, like, at the end of the week. Day 1 repeats itself on day 2. I didn't even know where to start. So, I became the bad one in class with the hands up all the time. I mean, it was too much, but I just had to ask the questions. And this is one tip I can give everyone out there. Like, never be scared to ask a question. Never feel bad for asking a question. No question is too stupid. It's like too stupid in nursing school. It's better to ask and learn than to sit quiet just because you don't want to be laughed at or you don't want to look bad in class. No one pays for your tuition. You are the one paying for it. Or better still, if you're on grants or a loan, you're the one who's going to pay the loan right after the school. So you had better make good use of your loan. Ask your questions. Because with the question comes good answers. And with the good answers, you can pass your exams and graduate from school. So don't feel bad. Put that hand up, even if it means putting it up 100 times just to get the answers to your questions. Go for it. Just go right in for it. So on that note, I'm going to end this segment here. And I'm just going to leave you guys hanging a little bit to guess what I'm going to talk about on my next segment. Still about nursing school, but this time around, it's going to be super interesting. Bye, guys.